Welcome to the Underground, the Steel City Underground, the black and gold standard for Pittsburgh Steelers coverage. Now, here's your host, Joe Kuzma.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Steel City Underground podcast. My name is Joe Kuzma, and I'm flying solo again this week during the very, what do you want to say, dead period of NFL news and Steelers news, but I had to get psyched up following the holiday, you know, to do like another show. Like, you know, last week I was flying solo too. Brian's out on vacation. Zach's doing his thing. And, you know, it becomes rough. It's tough to get motivated. I'm sure it's the same way. We see, you know, there's a little dip in viewers and listeners because it's like, look at the topic, like what we have to come up with right now. And there are people that are out there that just manufacture news. They disparage like a lot of, you know, the Steelers players with stupid rankings and ratings, everything like that. And I said, you know what, for one show this week, as we're getting amped up and getting, I'm getting real antsy for Latrobe for Pittsburgh Steelers training camp right around the corner here at the end of the month, couple weeks away, right? About 2 weeks away. And we're going to have some actual things, football and shorts, but we're going to have some things to observe, some things to talk about, some actual like ongoings, you know what I mean? But for right now, we don't have those things. So, you know, the thing I am getting a little more amped up on, we did a show a little bit a while ago, myself and Brian, we did a live show where we're talking about the best bets for Pittsburgh Steelers jerseys. And we were talking about, you know, just kind of you're kind of game planning right now for the regular season or just for football to be back in general. Right. And it's no different. Like right now, I could tell you what I'm looking at is the Pittsburgh Steelers schedule. And there's a number of ways to look at this. We're going to go through the schedule. We did this when it was released, but let's take a look at this from a fan perspective. Like last year, I knew they were going to play the Miami Dolphins. And myself, I'm a Hard Rock collector. I've got about 50 Hard Rock Cafe t-shirts, a couple of doubles here or there, but I've been to like 35 or 40 Hard Rock Cafes, mostly in the United States. I have been out of country for a few of those. And it's part of my collection. I like a lot of times I'll plan trips, not necessarily just to go to a Hard Rock, but it's like, hey, I haven't been to that one. Cool. That's a place I would like, maybe I wouldn't otherwise go to, you know what I mean? Like, I can't think of one off the top of my head, but I'm starting to think Detroit, but I was there for some other reason. So, and that one's not there anymore. So, but I looked the same way at the Steelers schedule. I was like, hey, Miami Dolphins, I got to find a way. I'm going to go to Miami. Like, I didn't really know like yet until the date came out. I didn't know it was going to be a Sunday night game yet. And then when those things came to fruition, you start to, the wheels start to get in motion. And there's some games here, whether you're traveling. I don't want any of you folks listening or watching to just shut off and say, uh-oh, well, I don't travel. I don't go to games. I like to sit at home. No, no, no. That's not what this show's about. We're going to look at, like, if even if you're at home, what you should set aside some time. Because I know not everybody's like me. Or like Brian, or like Flash, or like my crazy cousin Brad. You know, you're not setting aside like your whole weekend, your whole Sunday, just for NFL football, just for the Steelers. It's an investment, right? What games do you need to know to tune into? Which games do you need to be glued to? And I do a show once a year, usually about like how you're gonna watch games. Not by nefarious methods or means. And I think I'm going to go through some of that again. I might actually do that as a live show just so we could do some Q&A. Because I always seem to like miss something. But I myself am not in the immediate Pittsburgh, like local blackout regional broadcasting area. I used to be sort of kind of because I was right on the edge of the Pennsylvania state border. So some friends and family just go right across the state line and KDKA2. That's what you got, like over in like Newcastle, Pennsylvania, for example, right? But I'm a Youngstown guy originally, and that's considered Cleveland Browns territory. So I think I'm going to do another show on that. If it sounds interesting to those of you that are actually tuning into this one, then let me know. I know Brian probably just be on for maybe emotional support. Maybe Flash can be too. But being outside the Pittsburgh area too, it doesn't mean you're always going to catch these games on TV. So I may like intersperse some of that here with the schedule because you have to be aware, as I was. I'm in a Bengals broadcast area now. I was in the Cleveland Browns broadcast area, and both of those are going to supersede. And of course, they're in the same division. They're going to supersede the Steelers. They're both usually like CBS. I know that they busted some of that up. They claim this year, but it's still like contract-wise, it's still the NFC games are mostly on Fox. The lot of the AFC games are on CBS. If you're local in Pittsburgh, you never have to worry about any of that. You don't even have to worry about the Amazon Prime stuff for Thursday Night Football, which the Steelers have two of those this year. And that's going to make some of your travel plans pain in the ass. Let's take a look at the schedule. Let's get right down to it. I think this might be a short one, but you know what? There's been nice, beautiful weather. A lot of you are probably hanging around in the pool in the sun and got activities, and the days are long and everything like that. So I appreciate you hanging and banging with us here on the show. And you know, like I said, we're pulling teeth here. We're stretching to get some content. We'll got a little more things. We're going to have the AFC North breakdowns coming because I'm not going to just do those solo. I like Brian will set me straight a couple of times. He was spot on last year when we did our predictions with specifically the Cincinnati Bengals. So that's coming, forthcoming. I hate doing this, but preseason, you got to throw this in here because we're all excited. These games, I don't think any of them are national. Oh, yeah, the Falcons won. The third one is. So the first one, August 11th, it's a 7 p.m. That's a Friday coming up, folks. That is under 1 month away to we have something that resembles real football that's going to be covered live, KDKA local. So that means like Charlie Batch, usually Bob Pompiani. Those guys are the ones that are doing the play-by-play. But you might get the Bucks call. Because, you know, the NFL is screwed up like that, especially if it's NFL Network. Now, NFL Plus broadcasted these live. So if you're not in Pittsburgh broadcast area of Channel 2 KDKA, then get yourself on like the NFL Plus thing. I think you could do like free trials. You could try it out. It is digital platform. It is streaming, but most of the smart TVs have some way of doing that. Or you could watch it on your phone, an iPad. Laptop. There's ways to cast that to some of your smart TVs. I know I'm very much a high-tech person, so a lot of these changes that have been forthcoming with the NFL in this digital era, especially NFL Sunday Ticket going to YouTube TV, I know there's a lot of folks that are just like, they're terrified. Like, they don't know what to do with this. My mom at home has figured out, you know, back in Youngstown, she's figured out how to use a Roku. She can navigate Netflix. She can navigate Disney Plus. She can't set the clock like on her microwave. So it flashes 12. She's got the Roku down. It shouldn't be too much, folks. It's just usually like the real pain in the ass in all of this is like, how many different services do I need in order to be able to watch my team? And the NFL, like all of these things, I know there's like all of this like territorial kind of dispute and whatnot. And that's where all the old blackout rules and all these things come from. So there is a website out there. Let me see if I can pull these guys up. I think it's, I always say the wrong number, but it's 506 Sports. And, you know, NFL isn't really there yet, but what they'll usually have is, and I'll show you their website. It's a great website, and we always link to them from stillcityunderground.com. Usually Saturday mornings or day before the games, we'll be doing that with preseason, so look for it like Thursday or Friday morning. We'll have some sort of schedule that'll show you everything that's available as far as all of the flagship radio stations, a little bit of a preview of the game. So always check out our website for that. We always have that put up there. I take great pride in doing that because I organize a lot of this myself and trying to figure out where am I going? What am I doing? And hence the whole point of this show. But this is Major League Baseball, but it gives you an idea. I mean, there's only two games that are going for Fox on July 15th, but it shows you half of the country in red. Of course, it's the LA Dodgers, so West Coast team, and parts of course, the Northeast because they're playing the Mets, so they'll get the New York market and then some, even into Ohio. That would be the game that I would get locally. Then you got the Chicago White Sox and the Atlanta Braves. So you see how that goes, and they'll do this with different colors, and they do this for all of the NFL games, the Sunday games. So you kind of figure out, hey, is my little portion of the world fit into where on this map? Oh, cool. I could watch the Steelers with the regular set of rabbit ears antenna. It's on regular like CBS or Fox, and it's not going to be bumped for one of these stupid Ohio teams that wear orange helmets. So keep that in mind, because the preseason games are a little harder to track down. So the Buccaneers, that's a road game. I know there's a lot of folks down there in Southern Florida, a huge, and Central Florida as well, huge, huge, huge Steeler following. So I know they've been gathering, they've been trying to put together parties. It's hard to get geeked up and psyched up for preseason. Last year was a little different because we were looking forward to seeing Kenny Pickett. First round picks this year, I don't know, you're going to see Broderick Jones for like a series or two. Maybe they might leave, Tomlin might leave him in there a little longer. It all depends. He may not even get the start in this first game. We'll see if he goes with the old, I'm going to make him earn it, even though he's like one of the highest draft picks the Steelers have had in like the last decade or so. I don't think I'm off the charts with that. Pick 14, pretty high. I think Shazier was the last one that was up there. I think Shazier was 15th overall, and I think Jarvis Jones was 13th overall. So it just kind of gives you an idea. Steelers, usually as a postseason team, we're picking in the 20s. So if you're going to, they call this Family Day. They put out, the Steelers did, they put out a whole mess of, here's all the stuff that all the theme days. It's the usual stuff, Alumni Day and the Hall of Honor and Fan Appreciation or whatever. But they call week two, this is on August 19th. It's a 6:30 game. None of these are like earlier in the afternoon. You shouldn't get cooked too bad in the sun with those yellow seats or 6:30. August 19th, Buffalo Bills will come in for a preseason game. So you're going to get to see maybe Josh Allen if he plays for a series or two. This is week two, so there's a better shot that you might see more of a dress rehearsal with this game. And it's not as quick of a turnaround time as you see when they go to Atlanta, which will be broadcast Thursday, August 24th, 7:30. NFL Network will carry that. So if you get NFL Network, you could do that. Of course, radio play-by-play is available. Steelers Nation Radio. Some of that gets locked up or tied up. If you have the SiriusXM package, they carry all of the NFL games if you have like one of those higher tier things as well. So just keep that in mind. And then we'll get into the regular season. This is the real meat and potatoes, of course. If you want to mark something on your calendar for the games, the best games to look forward to this season, it's a home opener. The first week of the NFL season, this one will be broadcast on Fox, so most of you should be safe in the areas that you're in if you're getting a doubleheader. That's against the San Francisco 49ers. This one's high on my calendar, yes. When it comes to home games, it's harder for me to geek up, but I will be there, of course, and I am very happy that they finally get something that's September 10th. I'm going to be able to wear shorts. It's going to be awesome. They jump right to back-to-back home games. Hosting the Cleveland Browns, division opponent, Monday Night Football. Now, for those of you who travel, this one's a little tougher. I think the Steelers really kind of get hosed with the home games. 9 home games this year, but a lot of these are these oddball Monday night, Thursday night. You know, people are working. People are downtown. They're 9 to 5s. You can't really, like, tailgate or party or do anything. It doesn't have always the same kind of vibe, but at the same time, primetime football does sometimes have a different vibe to it. And you get some folks, I will tell you, these Monday and Thursday games, sometimes even the Sunday nights, because face it, people got to go to work the next day. But it's a lot harder to take off like a Monday, Tuesday back-to-back. But if you're in a position to do that, you might be able to find a deal on a ticket. So just something to keep in mind if you're trying to go to, it's Acrisure Stadium right now, not Heinz Field. I'm looking at my sign behind me. Yeah, that's... So anyways, This one was kind of big. This isn't like a really look forward to, but it was like a destination. The Steelers got a number of West Coast trips. Last year was great. Everything was like East Coast time. Not anymore. You've got another primetime game. Back-to-back primetimes, a shorter week. Sunday, they're going to head to Sunday Night Football at Las Vegas, Sin City, against the Raiders. I'm sure everybody's got this one marked on the calendar, and it's like after 2 back-to-back home games, and now this is like the trip. I'm going to do this. Like, am I going to go to Vegas? I'm considering, and there's a lot of direct flights to and from Las Vegas that could make it easy, but is this like one of the best games on the schedule to look forward to? Out of this group of the first four, I'm going to say the opener is for sure week one against the 49ers. Most of you, if you've got... It says actually says ABC and not ESPN for Monday Night Football here listed for the Cleveland Browns. So that is a primetime game. That is a nationally televised game, as is the week 3 ones. So for those of you who are the couch surfers, you should be able to watch these first 3 games pretty much not like unless you're in an area that's like Dallas Cowboys or somebody would be on Fox at a 1 o'clock kickoff on that week 1. Even most of you should be able to see the 49ers, but Browns and Raiders games, weeks 1 and 2. Those are both nationally televised on nationally available, networks. So hopefully you're in an area where you can get the broadcast signal, or you got cable or satellite, or we'll talk about some other things here in the near future as far as streaming. Some of these platforms do offer the local channels. Sometimes the local channels gets a little dicey with NFL and sports, though, but the local channels might be available for streaming as well. Might even be available for free. Might be able to get it off of the Steelers app, so that'd be pretty cool. Week 4, they're going to head to Houston Texans. There's going to be a lot of Steelers fans in Houston, but it's not like a game I'm marking necessarily on the calendar. It's not one that I'd probably even throw a dart at. As far as a place I'd like to visit Houston. I haven't been there. I've been to Vegas a few times. I could see that might be a little hectic, as will probably the game at the Rams later on in the season with Los Angeles. I haven't been there for a while either, so keep that in mind if you're traveling. Houston might be a little bit easier of a destination. You don't have to worry about weather with these two, though. Vegas and Houston, both in a dome, both road games, but the climate isn't going to have a whole lot of a factor on this. You want one to come to, folks. You want one to watch. This one might be, this could be in the headline category in the top spot for CBS 1 o'clock, Sunday, October 8th, week 5, Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Baltimore Ravens ahead of their week 6 bye week. And then the Steelers will travel to that aforementioned game in LA on the road facing the Rams. This is a 405, which is usual for West Coast teams, West Coast trips. This one's going to be carried on Fox as of now. Always check the Steelers website here, as I have up for those of you watching here on YouTube. Thanks once again for joining us. SoFi Stadium, I'd like to check that place out, but hey, I'm a guy with a budget as well, so it's not like I just got all this money to make it rain. So we'll see if I make it out there or not. Terry's in SoCal, and she's like, oh, it's just so expensive. And I mean, she lives in SoCal, so she thinks it's expensive. It probably is. You may remember Terry Fletcher from our in-season WTF What the Football podcast, so that'll be coming back soon as well. I'm sure she's going to have a lot of What the Footballs to say as the preseason unfolds. Week 8. October 29th. This is a day before my birthday, folks. Uh-oh, I just gave out some sensitive... Oh, never mind. Amazon, Facebook, everybody's got it already. Jacksonville Jaguars at home. This is only... I'm only marking this one as one to look forward to for me. I'm not really looking forward to playing Jacksonville. It'll be neat. It'll be like the two quarterbacks, the young quarterbacks with Trevor Lawrence, Kenny Pickett playing against each other. Might be a little bit of a storyline. This is a CBS game as well right now. But a lot of you are going to be out there trick-or-treating and stuff like that. Don't forget they're playing at 1 o'clock on this day, but are you going to make any travel plans to go see this? Is this like a marquee game on the schedule? No, so far only the two home games I really talked about. I mean, the Browns one's kind of cool because it's Monday Night Football and it's such an old historic rivalry, but I'm going with the 49ers because it's the first one. That's the one you got to be really excited for football to be back and real football to be back. I'm excited for preseason football just to see my team play, but of these games so far, 49ers, Baltimore Ravens, both of those are the home games. Steelers are going to stay at home. They got a Thursday night game. This one's on the dreaded Prime Video that hopefully doesn't stutter and whatnot, but I should be in attendance here for this one. It does make things difficult, but I do like to have the rest of my weekend available to me. This just like, it sets up teams for failure. I don't think the Titans are really going to be that strong of an opponent unless something happens with the Steelers. Hopefully not. Everybody makes the biggest goal of the Thursday night game is for everyone to make it out healthy, not only with a win, but to make it out with everybody intact. And then you get sort of a mini bye, and the Steelers are going to host the Green Bay Packers, and the Cheeseheads are going to love coming to Acrisure, but I'm not sure that Steelers fans are going to really care. We'll see what Jordan Love is by, I mean, we're already into week 10 here, November 12th. Another 1 o'clock game. This one's on CBS. So keep that in mind. Week 11 at Cleveland, another Sunday game. Not one I'm really marking on the schedule. I think this one will be interesting by the time you get to it. This might be one of the best ones on the schedule, to be completely honest. This is around your Thanksgiving and Black Friday holiday time. This is Sunday, November 26th, 1 o'clock at Cincinnati, CBS. So this will be a nice little swath across like Ohio and Pennsylvania. It's going to probably carry this game, except for those little dotted area. I got to see when the Browns play, because that's what you really got to look at, is sometimes the way it lines up, that the Browns play like a Thursday night or Monday night or something like that, then all of Ohio is going to get the Bengals, or they'll get the Steelers. And most of us would view it as getting the Steelers, not the Bengals, right? At least the Ohio folks, right? So at Cincinnati, remember last year, this game, 100 plays on defense for the Steelers. Game that went to overtime, Mitch Trubisky, the starting quarterback, week one, beating the Bengals. Joe Burrow, what, getting picked off three or four times, including twice last year, but in two different games by TJ Watt, just snagging it with his paws from the defensive line. Really, really sharp. I'm not trying to say sharp. What's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to say shocking either, but the dude's out of this world. You know, that's the best way I could say it. He's like supernatural. I don't know how he continues to pick off Joe Burrow this way. We'll see if he could do it again. This is the first meeting between these two teams of the whole season. Steelers will have had a couple of AFC North games, as noted already. But this first one, the Bengals might be the team that's in the lead of this division, and there could be a lot riding on this one. You're going into a hostile territory, but you're going into it, too. After just facing the Browns, you got back-to-back weeks in Ohio against Cleveland and Cincinnati, and it's really going to dictate what ends up happening in the AFC North. Arizona Cardinals, December 3rd into December football, and you're hosting a warm weather dome team. Excuse me, I had to get a little beverage there behind the scenes, but hosting Arizona here, this isn't one you're necessarily marking on the calendar. December 3rd might not be bad weather, though. So for those of you who might be looking for a game to target, as the weather kind of gets a little cooler, and if you're like warm weather type folks, these next two games are ones you might want to look at if you're trying to travel and go to Acrisure, okay? If you're trying to come to Pittsburgh. Arizona Cardinals, December 3rd, that's a 1 o'clock. That shouldn't be too bad. That might be 60-some degree weather, which at that time, for those of us that live in this particular part of the country, that's shorts weather. Might still be. I don't have to bundle up yet. It's not going to be like 9 degrees at kickoff like it was on Christmas Eve last year against the Raiders. There was all kinds of like big like events surrounding it, like the 50th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm going to hold on. I know they had it. And like, what do they have so far to really look forward to? And the game themes for this year, let's see, you got like the crucial catch, you got the opening weekend kickoff, the Hall of Honor class will be against the Jaguars, by the way. So, hey, right by my birthday, Hall of Honor dinner on my birthday. I think I'm going to go to that. That sounds like a good idea. So the Hall of Honor class, we'll see who all might get inducted this year. I'm not even sure who's really up just yet. Ben's not up yet. He needs 3 years out. So this will be his second year maybe. And then after, I don't know if he has to be completely three removed and then year four he's eligible if they do it in year three, but he's coming, so you can have dinner with Ben at some point when he's eligible to be in the Hall of Honor. Of course, the Tennessee Titans game is the salute to service. The alumni weekend is against the Green Bay Packers, and let's see, the My Cause My Cleats is against the Cardinals. And then thank you fans at the end of the year here with the Bengals, which we didn't get to yet. So nothing special for New England Patriots. It's another Thursday game. It's another Amazon Prime Video game. Keep that in mind. So you've got like two of these Thursday games, both on Prime, nationally televised. If you're outside of the Pittsburgh broadcasting area, you're going to need Amazon Prime to watch these. December 7th, 8:15. That's probably going to be an inexpensive ticket as we're in between the holidays and people are trying to save up or pony up some money to buy the kiddies some Christmas gifts. They're going to sell their tickets. So go get them. Go get them if you're looking to come to Pittsburgh. I think that would be a fun one. That might be an early Christmas gift for one of you, actually. Indianapolis Colts. Best games to look at. Man, this schedule, like, this, come back to me. This schedule sucks. There's just not, like, right now, and I know it's on paper, like these teams could surprise you. Who knows if the Colts like completely do like a turnaround this season, but I doubt it. And they're back in Indianapolis again. This is to be determined. This is sandwich stand. So you got a mini buy, then pull up my calendar. But before, like a week before Christmas, the weekend before Christmas, it's still a to be determined game at Indianapolis. It's in a dome. I went last year. It was Monday Night Football. They weren't doing very well. It was later in the year. What was it? That was around, that was around Thanksgiving holiday last year. And I think it was Monday night. And I'm going to say, like, they're cheap tickets. Some of these venues cost more to go to. And I know in general, there are some folks that just think I'm probably crazy at all talking about tickets. But if you happen to have, like, access and you're a season ticket holder or you have somebody that you can get them for, like, actual face value is not, like, the worst thing in the world. It still can be expensive, particularly, I'm going kind of myself most of the time. I might have a plus one here or there. That's where it gets expensive, is where you're going as a couple, you're going as a group, a family, four of you, six together. That usually doesn't happen with seats. Four hard to come by sometimes together, and it gets expensive. Indianapolis can be pricey at times, but Indianapolis is also, like, you could park real close. It's not a far walk. You're going to be deciding whether you even want to bring a coat in. It's climate controlled. It's real nice. But as far as, like, the best game to I'm not there. The Thank You Fans deal, December 23rd, 2 days before Christmas. This one's going to be televised on NBC. It's kind of an offshoot of Sunday Night Football. You're going to be able to watch it. Will it be the coldest weather? It'll be chilly. You might have some snow on the ground and stuff like that. You might have to pull out the boots and the hand warmers. It's 4:30. By that time, it gets darker earlier. So those are all considerations if you're looking to make this trip to Pittsburgh to see the Steelers and Bengals. And we'll see how much this game really means. This is going to be week 16, and you bounce into an NFC West team going to Seattle New Year's Eve. Let me tell you, I was talking earlier, right? I was saying LA. Okay, LA, I might be priced out of LA. If I'm not going to go to Vegas, I'm not going to go to Houston because they're back-to-back weeks. And you pick one or the other, or I don't pick either because I got other stuff going on in life. I got a wedding down in Florida to attend in November, and I'm going to actually miss the Packers game. I'm going to try and sneak something in. Maybe I could have, like, one of those AirPods hanging in my ear or something like that. I don't know what time the wedding is. I got to go look. Hopefully I schedule a Sunday wedding. You know what I mean? And I tease and I kid, and I know my buddy isn't a Steelers fan and watching this, so I could do that probably without getting any ire, but love you, Chad. I'll be there for you, bro. But it's taken a lot too. Seattle Seahawks, though, New Year's Eve, December 31st. It's a Fox game at 4:05. These are the ones that usually, if there's not a doubleheader on the Fox schedule, that you're going to have trouble getting if you're not in the Pittsburgh area. So just kind of keep that in mind. But for those of you who like to travel, man, Seattle, I've never done, like, New Year's in a different time zone. So, like, it could be like 9 o'clock there. You're just getting back from the game, and you see the ball drop in Times Square, and then you're like, oh, well, now I got time to get cleaned up and go and do my own thing in Seattle. I might check that out. That sounds like a pretty cool like atmosphere to be around. Steelers game, it'll probably be cold in Seattle, right? Loud venue. Pete Carroll gets Mike Tomlin. I like this one. I'm being sold on this one. And I'm being sold on this one from a destination travel point. For those of you watching from your couch, maybe you get your drinking started early for New Year's because otherwise it's like, whatever. You know what? I said that a little bit too soon too. I was like, I should know this, but it's actually going to be like a 1:05 start Pacific time. So you get back, you don't even see the ball drop right away. Hopefully that didn't come off that way. You still got several hours to wait until you see the Times Square one drop with the three. It is 4 hour time difference, but you're subtracting like 3 hours from that in reality. So you go back 4, 3, 2, 1. There's your four. Boom. Somebody will challenge me on that. And then the season ends and you've got two away games. So you play the Bengals, which is a pretty rough and tumble game, but the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore. And I used to love going to Baltimore. I haven't been there in a good 10, 12 years. So I can't really speak on traveling to Baltimore. And I know there's Steelers fans that have praise for it. They say the fans are respectful, this and that. I should have went for Ben's final game when Terrell Suggs came out and all of that. I got COVID. I got COVID from the Thank You Ben game the week before. And I couldn't make it. I couldn't go there. Like, literally, that was the world we were in at that time, and I tested and blah. And I was also I wasn't feeling incredibly crappy, but I was really, like, really fatigued because I'd already gone through these motions once before. But I want to go to Baltimore just once to see a game there because I've been to Cleveland. I go to Cincinnati and Cleveland. I've done both of those quite regularly, but I haven't been to M&T, and I need to get there. And I look at this and I say, wow, that's going to be like January 6th or 7th or whatever. And it's probably going to be really cold. And it gets cold there. You know, Chesapeake Bay is right there. You're not far from the ocean. And you get a chill off of that. Like being up in Cleveland and that stadium, like being on literally Lake Erie back in the day, they would always schedule this game. It'd be the Steelers at the Cleveland Browns, like January 1st, January 3rd. Frozen tundra, just disgusting, to be completely honest. Like Browns fans, by that point, they're a very faithful bunch that's dealt with supporting a bad team for a very long time. And they like, there's real diehards that are out there when you're talking about like 20 degree weather and the lake effect snow and everything like that. So, and some of them are still out there, but usually you could snag a ticket or this, that at this point. We'll see what the Ravens are this season. And by this point, whether, you know, that's going to be a packed house and a hot ticket. This might be one to mark, though, for the couch surfers. This might be what is riding on the Steelers' playoff hopes. Could be riding the Ravens' playoff hopes. They might need this win at home over Pittsburgh, maybe to leapfrog them in the standings. There could be a division title on the line. You never know how injuries or anything else. What happens if Joe Burrow gets hurt? You know, I don't wish that upon anybody, but the Bengals will not be a contender without Joe Burrow. I highly, highly, highly doubt it. A lot of things would have to fall into place, and depending on when he gets hurt. I'm talking about like early in the season, and you know, they're like a 4-win team. There's a lot of things that could be in play here. I think this will be a competitive game with a lot at stake. So really both Ravens games I've got marked, and I have the first game in Cincinnati really marked as the ones that like you've got to see these. The opener with the 49ers. Those are going to be like the best game, because you don't know what the 49ers are going to be just yet. And everybody's going to be wanting to see what the Steelers are. And it's going to be sloppy football, I think, on the Steelers side. I don't like the idea of playing the San Francisco 49ers out the gate. I think regardless of who's at quarterback, Kyle Shanahan will have, he'll have his team prepared. That's not to say Mike Tomlin won't have his team prepared, but I think there's going to be a little more jitters with a second year quarterback getting his first season starting and some things like that. And I've resigned myself to thinking that September football is ugly football for just about the entire National Football League, as they tend to sort things out. There's going to be players that you put out there on the field that you thought were going to be something that they're not, vice versa. And you sort it out, you get to December. That's when things are going to be a little more exciting. So just to kind of recap, out of 17 games, bring up the schedule once again. 49ers week one. Yes, mark it down. I'm starting to talk myself into the home game against the Cleveland Browns week two also. Depending on how that 49ers game shakes out, I don't think it's really going to matter. I think most of the people that are sitting in a chair like mine, whether or not you're a Steelers fan or a Browns fan, you want to pummel the other team and one up them, especially for bragging rights early. Deshaun Watson gets a full offseason too. So this isn't like Mitch Trubisky against Jacoby Brissett like last year's primetime game. That was a Thursday night game in Cleveland. This will be a Monday night game in Pittsburgh. So yeah, you can mark that one down. Those of you who like to travel, at Vegas week three, Sunday night football, that should be fun. Or travel to Houston, or do both if you've got an unlimited budget that I don't have. Baltimore Ravens, definitely, by all accounts, even if, so if you can't make the home opener and you really want to go to a Steelers game this season, Sunday, October 8th, 1 o'clock against the Ravens, this is the one you want to be at. This is like the game where they pull out the special jerseys, a throwback, the color rush, or something like that. They could very well do that against the Browns on Monday Night Football, too, and they got two Thursday nights of which to do that this year too. I hadn't really given that a whole lot of consideration before saying it. The week six bye, Los Angeles Rams. You want to see a new stadium, SoFi, so be it. That's a 4 o'clock. Jacksonville Jaguars, of course, that's the Hall of Honor with the dinner and everything else. Tennessee Titans is a Thursday night game, also at home on November 2nd. Like I said, not going to be, I don't think, the hottest ticket in the world. Green Bay Packers, they got a couple of home games, three in a row. It's going to be really nice for the Steelers. They're not going to like leave town for almost a month here when you consider that there's like a mini bye in there. It'll give them a lot of rest against the Packers at home for week 10, November 12th. At the Cleveland Browns, I'll never again I won't justify. I won't tell anybody unless you're like right there and you get tickets and don't travel to Cleveland. Just don't do it. It's not worth doing. I would say the same even with Cincinnati. Cincinnati for the longest time, like they would fill like half the stadium and the other half would be whatever other team was playing. It'd be the opposing fan base. But this is definitely one you want to watch. I think at Cincinnati's a really big one. Cardinals at home, not as exciting. Patriots at home, another Thursday night, probably not as exciting. On the road against Indianapolis, not as exciting. All the division games are always fun. So if you're looking for something in a Christmas gift, there's some people that are going to be too busy. They're not going to want to go to this. They're going to be traveling with their Christmas plans. They're like, man, why'd the schedule makers put a game right around Christmas? Well, at least it's not Christmas Eve. Like Christmas Eve was tough. I didn't do some of the holiday games in the past. December 23rd, if you could swing it, that should be a fun one too. New Year's Eve at Seattle. And then, of course, the final game of the season against the Baltimore Ravens. So really the only ones outside of the AFC North that I really, really was advocating for is that week one against the San Francisco 49ers. So, folks, hopefully not too much rambling on my behalf. I hope this was kind of fun. I would like to see some of your opinions and thoughts. Drop us a line in the comments if you're over on YouTube. You could also do this. Yeah, see if the commenting is available, actually. It's just something that popped in my brain. We have it on our posts over at steelcityunderground.com, but we also, if you're not familiar, each of these podcasts in the archive, you can find these over at steelcityunderground.com. You click on podcasts, and boom, there's a whole list of everything that we got there. A lot of good content that hasn't expired yet that's still applicable because there hasn't been anything else going on. Hence why I'm talking about the Steelers calendar, their schedule, and the games you should look forward to. The best ones, really. The first two meetings with the Ravens and the Bengals. One of those is at home. One of those is in Cincinnati. So did I say Bengals and Ravens? I had that flipped. They've played the Ravens first at home and the Bengals in Cincinnati. That week one game with the 49ers. Those are my top three. If you want me to include, stretch it out to five, I'll take the Cleveland Browns game as well for Monday Night Football week two. And, oh, you know what? Just to be spicy here, the Seattle Seahawks game, New Year's Eve, because I think that'll set the tone really nice for the Steelers fans before you go out for any kind of dinner dates or drinks for New Year's, no matter where you're at, because it's 4:05 Eastern, 1 o'clock on the West Coast. That sounds like a good time to me. My name's Joe. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe to the Steel City Underground podcast. We appreciate each and every one of you who are out there listening, watching, wherever you might be. And until next time, we encourage everyone out there to be safe, be good. Real news coming soon. We'll catch you later.
We would like to thank you for listening and remind our listeners to follow us on social media and our website, www.steelcityunderground.com.